In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizal. Thursday, February 2nd. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We are about to get the first on-the-record test of Donald Trump's economy. The January unemployment report comes out tomorrow morning. And yes, 19 and a half days of last month were on Obama's watch. But given the focus the new president has put on government economic numbers, that is how little faith he has in them, tomorrow's report is going to get special attention. We got worker productivity numbers today from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Remember, the simple formula is widgets produced per hour worked. And any way you slice those numbers, they are firmly on the mediocre side of good, slowing sharply in the fourth quarter. And for the year last year, worker productivity basically flat. Productivity is not one of the A-list statistics like unemployment or GDP growth, but rising productivity is the key to higher wages in this economy and eventually higher living standards. So from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going with what is ailing this economy productivity-wise.
So I was sitting at a bar a while ago, and if you look at a typical bartender's labor process like an economist would, productivity has hardly changed in decades. Same soda spritzers, cocktail glasses, and mixers. Except it turns out my bartender, Lucas Plant, is also an e-commerce entrepreneur, selling bar tools online all over the world.
It's literally everything cocktail under one roof or on one website.
And that part of his labor has been enhanced by new technology, the internet, shipping at the click of a mouse. Multiply this through the whole economy, it would appear we're getting a lot more productive, says Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute.
We get the sense that technology seems to be advancing.
And there's a debate among economists now. Maybe technology is boosting productivity more, we're just not capturing it in the government data. Patrick Newport at IHS Global Insight explains this line of thinking.
A lot of the innovations aren't being measured very well because they're new.
Newport says rapid improvements in medical care that can help doctors extend lives and prevent long hospitalizations haven't been well captured in productivity data. Or take all our new screens.
Well, it could be that we're just getting a lot more value out of some things, for example, computers. And it takes the government a while to figure out how to measure improvements in the quality of things like cell phones.
But Northwestern University economist Robert Gordon thinks it's more likely at this point the digital revolution just isn't aiding workers that much.
Much of the innovation is not doing anything to help productivity. Think of virtual reality, computer games.
He says they're enhancing our leisure time, but aren't doing much to boost efficiency in American workplaces. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.